Hi, Squirt.
Pam Everson founded the New Mexico Wildlife Rehabilitation Center in 1986, but it was strictly for hawks, eagles, and other birds of prey. She soon realized she has to expand the center to take care of other kinds of wild animals injured by vehicles on the road, shot by poachers, poisoned, or even electrocuted.
Originally, it was done in my house, and I would have 3 or 4 animals a year, and then that became 60 animals a year, and that became 600 a year, and now that's about over 2,400 animals a year that comes in. So it was very apparent that we needed a full facility to be able to take care of everything that's coming into us and be able to offer the best ability and the best rehabilitation facility that we could to get these guys back into the wild.
Since its inception, the center has returned 55% of its patients to the wild, which is almost 20% higher than the national average. 5 staff members and 140 volunteers make it possible for the center to rehabilitate almost 1,500 animals a year. Pam Everson says all the center's funding comes from private foundations and individual donations.
I can tell you first how we're not funded. We're not funded on any kind of a regular basis by anyone. We are not funded by the federal government. We are not funded by the state government.
Linda McGee, one of the center's volunteers, is holding a Harris hawk that suffered wing damage. She says these kinds of hawks can play a useful role.
They used a Harris hawk in New York City to cut down pigeon population about 2 years ago. Did great, just flew around, scared everybody off, and that was the job. And they named it Starbuck, and Starbuck one day got a hold of a small chihuahua, and that was the end of the contract in New York City in Central Park.
Justin Cook is the intensive care supervisor at the center. Here, he wraps up a wounded bird as he prepares to give it an injection of electrolytes and minerals. Cook believes the bird suffered dehydration during the winter. Cook is also treating an injured barn owl.
Since he's an owl, he sleeps during the day. I just woke him up. He wasn't ready to be woken up. He's a barn owl. He doesn't perch much. This is the reason I have him set up with this little box in front. He's not going to want to stand on a perch. He wants to hide. So it's a little bit of knowing how they react to certain situations and how they feel with certain things, and you just have to play with that.
The animals that are too seriously injured or too accustomed to people to go back to the wild stay on as ambassadors of sorts. There are more than 20 such animals at the center. But for those fortunate enough to recover from their injuries and complete their rehabilitation, there is this day of joy to embrace nature again. Elaine Liu, VOA News.